Allegations include taking consumers' money but failing to deliver homes as promised, selling damaged homes that were virtually uninhabitable, and misleading consumers about the condition of the homes it sold. Many of McMillian's homes were unfit to live in, says Attorney General Roy Cooper, due to mold and structural problems. And when consumers complained, the company promised to make repairs, but didn't. Cooper contends that some consumers never even received their manufactured homes from McMillian Properties, despite having paid for them. Instead, the company offered excuses about why the home couldn't be delivered and refused to provide refunds. Cooper is seeking a permanent ban on what he calls the unfair business practices of McMillian Properties of Shannon and its manager, Bradley McMillian, in addition to refunds for consumers and civil penalties. In the meantime, Wake County Superior Court Judge Paul Ridgway approved a consent order that puts major restrictions on the company's operations while the lawsuit moves forward. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.